Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thanks for all the kind words about, you all loved him too, and we did too. And he's still alive, but Jack Hanna's family announced yesterday, of course, he has got advanced dementia. And we're working on some old conversations we had with Jack. We'll put those on the podcast. We'll let you know when that happens. Because he was always fun. Always engaging, always subversive, laughed at dick jokes, told dick jokes, you know.
So many great stories.
And you didn't hear those other places, you know. He just had to bring out a sloth once in a while. But here he got to say stuff. And he did. The old took a boner pill in New York without a woman. That was Jack Hanna.
Yeah, you're not going to hear that on Ellen.
Or Good Morning America, he was on all the time.
I think after Letterman, he went to Corden for. He did that for a few years too.
Yeah, he did.
He was like universally loved.
Yes,
I've never heard anybody be like that Jack Hanna asshole.
you're right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nobody can say that in this room.
No,
no. There's very few people you can say that about. Period.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks, so man. And by the way, he's a friend of the show, so no dead bull hits, no matter what, ever. So don't put him on the list. Don't do anything. Doesn't count. We have a weird definition about that, but we know what they are. We know what it is, and
we do.
And we know it.
Yeah. Right. But once the rule's been put down,
yes,
it has been. It may be odd.
It's odd sometimes.
We don't care.
Because we've known some people that have been in the building that were allowed, but we also know some people that we're really close to that are not allowed, and he's one of those.
Yeah, we felt a kinship with him.
Right, right.
Friend of the show.
Right.
Isn't there somebody that hates Jack Hanna just because he likes us?
Well, there you go. You might have found the right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That would be the only reason.
Yeah. No, it'd be this. I like that Jack Hanna, but hate you guys.
Right.
I love him on your show, but I hate the way he interacts with you guys.
I love Jack Hanna in spite of the fact that he's friends with Todd and Tyler.
Oh, there might be that guy.
Yeah.
They still love him, though.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they still love him.
Yeah. I never forgot about that caveat. Right. There's a lot of people there.
Right.
A lot of people.
Right. If you're a friend
of ours,
like
us, man.
To some people, that's a character flaw.
Yeah, but with Jack, they would be an outlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
In spite of that, I like Jack.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I guess I can look past that. Yeah. He's still pretty cool, even though he likes those guys.
It's weird. I've noticed with the show. I was just talking to my wife about this too. Where I'd be like, "Oh yeah," I'd be like, "Oh, you're on the show." I'd be like, "Why don't like that guy?" I'm like, "What?" Like, I'm not saying that about your friends.
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, you're friends with that guy?" I don't. Yeah, he sucks. Like, screw him. It's strange.
Yeah. It. I'd
I guess try... because it's a public thing. And
yeah. I don't. You know what? I used to care probably more than I do anymore. I've been doing this way too long. And Todd and I always laugh. Because Todd and I are always lumped together a lot. I realize some people don't like Todd, some people don't like me. But we're usually lumped together. And I like the guests. I love Craig. Hate you guys.
I hate the show.
And by the way, I think, well, you're listening. Whatever. You know? It's always been funny. Love the comedians. Love the way they interact with you guys. But you guys suck. You know?
Well, I think we share enough that people do feel like they know us personally.
Yeah, that's it.
And so they think that it's okay to say, he's a douche. But... yeah. You know,
and we always say puss is not a douche.
And thank
all
you
all the time.
And thank you for defending me.
Right.
He's different off the air.
Right. That's funny, Nick. I don't say that about your friends. That's a good point. We are friends with you,
right,
Nick. We are friends with you.
Well, yeah, like you're my friend. I wouldn't say that. Oh, those are your cousins. That guy's an ass. But...
Well, you know what? This has always been an exaggerated version of who we really are. I get that. But the word exaggerated version is huge. It means a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. If you go to dinner with us, we're not going, hey,
It is still a show.
Yeah. Roll you over and pound you in the butt there. Oh, I don't know you. All that I'm doing the show right here at lunch with you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you get the occasional email?
Traveling with the soundboard.
Or you get the sense that they're trying to suck up to you by hammering me.
Oh, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that. I get mad. I got mad. There was a person last week that hated on Puss. And I'm thinking, I don't care, dude. I didn't respond to the guy. You know what? Somebody calls Craig Henry. I said, yeah, that's why we love him, you know?
You're not going to drive a wedge between us, right? No matter how hard you try.
I've also got entirely to me, you, I hate you. I said, that's cool. Listen to the show.
Well, yeah, I get that way, too.
And then there's the friend of mine.
I love how they try to draw us apart. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Then there's the friend of mine who, and of course, this is pre-COVID, but when we would meet other people, right, and they would figure out that I was with the Todd and Tyler show, my friend would say, about with me standing there and none of you standing there, it would just say to the other guy, yeah, Todd's my favorite.
All right. That's because he was a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Friend of yours, right.
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that over the years, too. What I've noticed over the years, and this Todd probably can attest to this, is that, you know, Todd and I have separate friends outside the building. A lot of ways. They might be acquaintances with each other, but with us, they're closer friends. And I've had friends that are more impressed than me, Todd, but they're my friends. Mm-hmm. So because they hear Todd as a personality, they know me. And then it's been the other way around, that somebody's known Todd, and they're better friends with Todd, and they'll start bending my ears somewhere. Hey, Tyler, nice to meet you. I listen to you all the time. Yeah, I know. You're friends with Todd. But
yeah, I could talk to him anytime. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the feeling.
That's just Todd.
Right. That's it.
Right.
That's
I have
Todd.
Easy access to him. I don't get to talk to you very
but
often.
If I tried to, break it down, I don't care. We hammer each other more than you guys can. You know?
My favorite is when it
every day.
Yeah. I mean, you can't break me. I'm broken.
You damn right we're broken.
I love it. I love it when the topic comes up, and I say, "Well, no, they're actually pretty
right.
easygoing, nice guys right. to be around off the air." And they go, "Really? Like it's just completely unbelievable." Yeah, they're normal dudes.
That's my favorite.
We all are.
I love that, Nick. That
yeah,
you're
I couldn't keep this up all day.
Yeah, oh, I love you, Nick, but I hate those guys.
Right? Yeah. I always love those. Those guys cool. Like, no, every morning's hell, complete hell. It's awful.
Oh, man. But thank you for listening, but don't just wait too long, you know. And obviously it works. We don't know why, but it does. So thanks for listening. And that they're outliers, too.
There are.
People that like the show actually like us. I know it's crazy.
Well, yeah, they're out there, too. Right?
They are out there.
Sure. There are some people who like all elements of the show.
Yes.
The whole package, because we are the total package.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.